Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. I'm your host, Lonnie Brock. Thank you for your support of subscribing to this podcast, where I am able to keep this going in such a wonderful and creative manner. I appreciate your support and your prayers with all that's going on in this world. Before I begin with orphans, our heroes, story. Let's get into a comfortable place, shall we? I'd like you to find a comfortable place, whether it's your bed, your sofa, your chair, a bench, the floor. Or maybe you went ahead and pulled over in a vehicle. Wherever you are, recline. Close your eyes. Feel the flicker of your lashes against your skin. Feel the muscles between your brows and the top of your forehead, the sides of your temples. Relax. Allow the muscles of your smile or frown to relax. The muscles over your cheekbones to soften. Allow all the tension to leave your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, your tailbone. And I say that because that's where I feel pain sometimes. But let's begin with releasing pain and tension, just to release down your upper spine, the middle of your spine, your lower back, your pelvic area, your tailbone, hips, thighs, knees, legs, calves, shins, ankles, and feet. Just allow all the tension to leave. Inhale. All the cares and burdens of this world. And release them on the exhale at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. Focus on Him. Only He can carry the weight of the world. We are only allowed to bear 24 hours a day. That is it. Any luggage from the past or the future, lay it at the foot of the cross. Any luggage from today, lay it at the foot of the cross. Bring all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. One of my favorite verses, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Bring all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. When I imagine that verse, I imagine a thought that may come by, and it has to stop at the cross, halt, drop, and bow itself. And now it is captive at the foot of the cross. And let's begin with our story. Heroes. Superman was a hero. Spider-Man was a hero. Even Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind was a hero. Wonder Woman was a hero. What do they all have in common? They were orphans. An orphan is one who has lost a parent. Some have lost two parents, and so they have been orphaned twice. Another definition of an orphan is one without any family, any surviving family members. They're no longer there. Some of us become orphans early in life, some of us much later. But do you know that these characters I mentioned were orphaned? Superman had to leave his planet to come and save the Earth. Wonder Woman had to leave her family to save the Earth. Superman actually lost his family when his planet was destroyed. And Spider-Man has his story. And even Scarlett O'Hara, her parents died during the Civil War, and she had to fend for herself along with her mammy, who helped her, along with the slaves that were so helpful in rebuilding Tara. People need each other, don't they? But what's so interesting about this particular story tonight is there's something within each of us that rises up big. Each one of us was designed for a purpose bigger than ourselves. A purpose of that is designed and ordained by God for eternity. And like a mosaic painting, we cannot see it from far. We can only tackle one step at a time as we learn to listen and obey the voice of our commander, Jesus Christ. At times, such times as these, it is very important to listen and learn to listen to the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we learn to listen? By spending time in His Word. His Word is always confirmed. Whether we have a thought or something encouraging from a human being or maybe a program we've been listening to or something we've read other than His Word or a dream that He may have given to us. Whatever it may be, it is always confirmed by His Word. I implore you to get to know His Word, because time is running out. I don't believe His Word is going to be available forever. We are moving into a different age from the church age, and so His grace will not be here forever. It is here now, so make use of your time. Get to know Him. Let stories like these supplement. But get to you in him. And if you don't know him, repeat after me, Father. Your son paid a horrific price when he came down to earth and took my place on the cross. I recognize that I will never measure up by my own strength because I am of a fallen race in a fallen world. But your son, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, came to take my place on the cross, to redeem my life and my salvation. All that was required is for me to believe that he took my place, died for my sins, endured a horrible crucifixion, and then a horrible death, and rose from the grave 3 days later. Lord, I want your son Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. Won't you, Jesus, come into my heart and fill my heart, fill my life with you. Help me to only do your will, to get into your word, to block out all distractions that would take me from your word and time spent with you. Lead me to a good church that has solid doctrine and is filled with your Spirit, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you felt led to pray this prayer, please reach out to me. Let me know what else I can do to help guide you to get into the right church. Share with me your testimony, and I will pray for you. Oh, the Lord is so wonderful. He's so good. His mercies endure forever and ever. Until next time, blessings to you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.